us tonight, 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. Great to have everybody, and hope you enjoyed the tunes. As always, we have the Dill Quarry at the half hour mark, and yeah, just sit back, relax, and enjoy. That was the Jan Hammer Group playing and Don't You Know. Up next we have Idris Muhammad with House of the Rising Sun. We'll be right back. You just heard House of the Rising Sun by Idris Muhammad. We have a special message from the station now, courtesy of Dilkid.
Just a quick reminder that unexpected situations such as power outages, water disruptions, or other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared. Back to you, Frank.
Thank you, Dil. Very informative, as always. Food for thought. We have the Crusaders coming up next with Carnival of the Night. This is off of the album Street Life. That one was Carnival of the Night by the Crusaders. We have two more coming up by the Crusaders. Hope you enjoy them. I'll announce those tunes after we hear them. Thank you. So it's about that time. The Doquerry has arrived. The last three songs you heard were all from the Crusaders. First one was Carnival of the Night. Second one was A Ballad for Joe. And the third was And Then There Was the Blues. That was the tune you just heard. All three of those past few tunes were from the Crusaders. If you missed the first two songs, we started off, as always, with the Jen Hammer Group and Don't You Know. And then after that, we had Idris Muhammad with House of the Rising Sun, his rendition of that. So we're going to continue now with the Quarry. Dill, hello. How are you this evening?
Doing great. Ready for these.
These are some of the hardest questions, again, as we...
Round two
of the hard ones. We got one of three last week, did we not?
Yeah, it was one of three, with a little bit of help, too.
A little bit of help, yeah, but those were tough. So these are even harder, honestly. Are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
All right, this one was for $1,600. This clue was under the Alexander Graham Bell category. So the clue was, Bell co-invented what's said to be the first of these devices, testing it on Civil War vets with bullets still in their bodies.
With bullets still in their bodies.
Testing the device, you know, on...
I know he was the telephone guy, but I don't see how that would tie into the bullets. I might say... X-ray.
You're very close. Honestly, I should have given that to you. What is a metal detector?
A metal detector. So it's a little bit less than an X-ray.
Yeah. But still, you're right on there. So that was pretty good. Oh boy, this one's... I don't know if I can do that one. That's pretty tough. Some of these are pretty. Pretty bad. Oh my lord. Alright. For $600, contestants could not name the state of this newspaper. The Rapid City Journal. That's the clue. The Rapid City Journal. So what state?
When I'm thinking Rapids, I'm thinking Colorado.
Alright. Is that your final answer?
That is.
Alright. The answer was South Dakota. What is South Dakota?
South Dakota. Yeah, that's a tough one.
So they have...
Gotta be from South Dakota to get that one.
Well, the contestants who answered this in the actual show were so off. They said Iowa and Michigan. So so I think Colorado was a good... I would have guessed Colorado as well. I don't want to... These are tough. All right, this one is, it's interesting. I think you should take a second to think about this one. It's something simple and obvious, but the question's sort of deceiving. All right, this $1,600 clue was in a chair-focused category.
What was the name of it?
So it was a chair-focused.
Chair-focused.
Chair-focused category. Interesting, right? All right, Ben Franklin designed a chair with a built-in stepladder to be used in this room of his house.
I would think that would be for the library of his house.
The correct answer is the library.
Yep.
That was great. That was
first thing that popped into my mind. I could just see him
a step ladder
in the library.
Yep.
With that.
Yep. The studious man that he is. All right, so that's pretty good. 1 for 3. That's not bad at all.
Nah.
It's interesting. Their answers, the people who actually participated in this was their answers were what is a kitchen?
I can see that.
But also a chair with a ladder.
He probably wasn't doing too much cooking either.
That's true. So the other answer was, what is a bedroom? Why would you have a ladder in your bedroom?
Yeah, that's a reach.
To get to your bed? No, that doesn't make sense, right? Yeah, so library was correct. That's library was good. That was a good good little query there. We got a lot of them correct. 33% to be exact. but yeah, that was good. Thank you for participating today, Dill.
Of course.
All right, so we're going to turn next to one by AK4. This one is entitled A Long Way Home. or rather Long Way Home. Then we're going to have one by AJMW, Peace and? And then after that, it's going to be one by Psycho, spelled S-A-I-K-O. That one is entitled Asleep. Do hope you're enjoying the loft here on 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. And thank you for listening this evening. Thank you for tuning into The Loft this evening. 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. The past few tunes you've been hearing are by Flo Fills. If you want to catch that playlist, you can go to WMFO.org. Catch all the new stuff there. Do hope you enjoyed the query and all the great vibes we had this evening. Hope you go into the evening and relax and enjoy. And be safe out there. Tune in next week, 6 to 7 a.m. 6 to 7 p.m. here on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Medford Freeform Radio, to catch The Loft again. Hope to see you next week. Peace.